time now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, let's take a look at an upcoming vote. Now, we had this today on the 13th of June. Swiss citizens are called to vote on five national issues. In the coming weeks, we're going to take a closer look of what is at stake, starting today with two initiatives that want to limit the use of pesticides in Swiss agriculture. So, Dario, we'll start with the first one, which is called the Drinking Water Initiative. So, what's all this about?
Yes, so farmers in Switzerland, obviously, like in many other countries, get subsidized. But to get subsidies from the federal government, they have to comply with a range of environmental conditions relating to plant protection, the use of fertilizers, animal husbandry, and biodiversity. Now, the initiative committee believes that these requirements don't go far enough. In their opinion, the subsidies finance a system of agriculture that damages the environment and pollutes our drinking water, hence the name Drinking Water Initiative.
Okay, so what is it that they want to change?
The initiative proposes that direct subsidies would only be paid to farmers who do not use pesticides. Further, farmers who receive subsidies would also have to stop using antibiotics and this is maybe the most controversial point about this initiative, they may only feed their animals with fodder that is produced on their farm.
Okay, so why is that last point so important?
Well, if farms have to produce all their fodder, on their own farm, this would mean that livestock numbers per farm would drop considerably, which in turn would mean less slurry and manure would accumulate and less of it would pollute groundwater and streams, which explains the name of the initiative.
Okay, so this is the Drinking Water Initiative, but there's also another one which is about pesticides, so the Anti-Pesticide Initiative that people will be voting on next month.
Yes, the other one has a very straightforward title. It's called the Initiative for a Switzerland Without Artificial Pesticides, and it's precisely that. If accepted, the use of pesticides would be prohibited in Switzerland in all areas, ranging from agriculture to food production and processing, the maintenance of public parks, of private gardens, and railroad tracks. The ban would have to be implemented within 10 years, so there would be a 10-year transitioning period. It wouldn't just be from one day to the next that you couldn't use these pesticides anymore. But yes, by the end of these 10 years, there would be no more official artificial pesticides anywhere in use in Switzerland.
Does strike me, though, that could be very disadvantageous for Swiss farmers compared to foreigners.
Yes, you might think that, but the initiative goes a step further. If accepted, the import of foodstuffs produced abroad using artificial pesticides would also be prohibited. So the same standards, in a way, would in theory apply to all the food sold and consumed in Switzerland.
Okay, now I can imagine not everyone is pro or anti this, so let's take a look at those people who are in favour of these initiatives.
Yeah, it's very straightforward, as you can imagine. There's obviously on the side of the proponents, you find the Green Party and environmental associations, and even the odd farmers. They say that it's time to protect the environment more, and time also for maybe a rather drastic initiative such as these. On the opposing side, you find right-of-center parties and most farmers' associations who believe that if these initiatives were accepted, it would have devastating consequences for domestic food production. It would mean that a lot of the food would have to be imported into Switzerland, and they're opposing this rather drastic change to Swiss agriculture.
Okay, now it is unsurprisingly a rather heated debate. People may have seen posters about it across the country. So there is a lot of tension here, isn't there?
Yes, the political campaign for both these initiatives has been very heated on both sides also of the spectrum. In the canton of Vaud, a lot of posters and banners opposing the initiative were attacked by proponents, and the hay wagon used as a billboard to counter the initiatives was completely burnt down in an act of vandalism, which is something that isn't very often seen in Switzerland, although it is said that in general public political campaigns have become more intense and maybe also more violent in parts in Switzerland. Another incident that is that occurred in the wake of this political campaign is that in the canton of Neuchâtel, a member of the Green Party and also a member of the federal parliament had to be put under police protection because she received death threats after she appeared on television defending the two initiatives. So for a lot of people, this is, yeah, these are very, very emotional issues.
Okay, so, but Dario, so far, what do the polls tell us? Are they going to pass? Are they going to fail?
Well, the most recent official polls done in April show that 54% of voters at the end of April were in favor of the drinking water initiative, and 53% were favorable to the anti-pesticide initiative. But it has to be said that these polls always overestimate favorable votes. And it is a well-known phenomenon in Swiss politics that as you move closer to voting Sunday, initiatives typically lose a lot of their appeal with the voters. So I have to say I wouldn't at all be surprised if the two initiatives didn't pass. Yes, because they don't. They do both have these elements that could be considered rather drastic measures. And yeah, I guess Swiss voters have a tendency to be a little more conservative about these kind of things. So I would actually personally be much more surprised if they did pass in the end than if they didn't.
Yeah, because as you say, those numbers will tighten certainly towards the date, voting date being 13th of June for that. So, Dario, thanks very much indeed. If you want to hear that episode of Swiss Up Again and others in the series, you can always go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/SwissUp.